everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Entree Pastors Podcast. My name is John Sanders. I am one of the co-founders of Entree Pastors, and today we're going to be wrapping up a little four-part mini-series that we've been in this week, talking about the power of community. Yesterday, we left off with what I shared is probably one of the biggest objections that we get at Entree Pastors when we hear from pastors who basically have said, listen, I know I need help. I want help. I'm excited about developing new streams of revenue for my family. I like the idea of having a business of my own. I've never done this before, so I really could use some help and some coaching along the way. And when we introduce them to some various resources and products that we have available, all of which really revolve around community, the very thing that we've been talking about this week, by far the biggest objection that we hear from pastors is this: I can't afford it. Now remember, yesterday I told you one of our options for community that we offer, well, the first one is free, man. I hope you can find that in your budget, all right? Our Entree Pastors Connect Facebook group. The next level up is our first kind of level of a paid community. It's our Pastors Business Alliance. It's $9 a month. And the one I'm going to really invite you to consider today is kind of our middle of the road level community, and it is our Entree Pastors Business Builders community. It's $99 a month, and then we go up to our mastermind that's $500 a month. But the bottom line, I don't want you to get hung up on the dollar amount. I want you to get focused on the statement, I can't afford that. The title of today's podcast is to reject the lie of affordability. Reject the lie of affordability, because I'm going to share a few statements about this, and I want to just ask you to think about this with me for a moment. Now, first of all, I want to start by addressing this, Pastor, so that you don't think, man, he's tone deaf, he doesn't get it. I want you to hear me clearly. I absolutely understand the financial pressure that you are under, Pastor. The reality, it is a real struggle. I would contend the vast majority of pastors in our world today are overworked and they're underpaid. They are severely underpaid for the work that they do, for the expectations that are placed upon them. If you were to stack their role up next to their counterparts, professional counterparts out in the marketplace, most pastors are severely underpaid. I understand what it is to stand at the grocery store, to swipe my debit card and hold my breath, hoping that there's enough money in the account to cover the groceries for my family this week. I don't have time to get into all of this, but years ago when I surrendered to God's calling to be in pastoral ministry, I also made a silent surrender to something it took me many years to realize God was not asking of me. And that surrender was, and I will be broke. I will agree to live paycheck to paycheck and to struggle financially because that's what I saw growing up in pastoral ministry, and that's what I have known of countless other pastors over the years, seeing it modeled growing up in that system. Pastors just don't do well financially. We have come to just fully accept the narrative of the starving pastor, and everyone's kind of okay with that. Well, guess what? I'm not okay with that anymore. It's the very reason that we launched Entree Pastors, is because we want to find pastors, we want to provide pastors with a better way to do ministry, and we think there's a better way of doing this. So I just want to say, I get it, Pastor. For those of you that are like, man, I'm struggling financially, I don't really think I can afford to make a financial investment into a community, I understand. But I'm going to push back a little bit. The very fact that a $99 a month commitment, not to mention a $9 a month commitment, investment to be a part of a community, that poses so much of a hardship to you that it causes you to sit out and go, I'm just going to go alone. I'm going to try to figure this out without community. That absolutely speaks to the entire reason that we launched Entree Pastors in the first place. Let me say it a little bit differently. I am sick and tired of $99 posing a real financial hardship for pastors. And I am going to work tirelessly until we see the day that pastors are thriving financially, not because of what they're receiving from the church necessarily, but because we've empowered them to go out in the marketplace and create value and launch businesses that are making them less financially dependent upon the church and learning to thrive with financial margin to where $99 a month doesn't rock their world anymore. Okay, we've created that. Certainly $9 a month is not posing a financial hardship to them. So I wanted to set the stage by saying, listen, I get it. I understand. Been there, done that. There's a way out of it. The way out of it is not to go alone and try and figure it all out by yourself. The way out of it is to walk with a community that is committed to seeing you succeed. How about that? So what do we do when people say, I can't afford it? Well, I need to learn to start pushing back a little harder in those conversations. And maybe I'm going to serve this community better by not accepting your limiting beliefs so quickly. But I want to make three statements in our time together. I'll try and make this brief. I want to talk about this just a little and ask you to think about this. So I'd be curious to get your thoughts on this. What would you say to the statement that people can afford what they've decided they really want? Like, affordability isn't necessarily as believable as we give it credence to be. Like, people will and do and can choose to afford the things that they really want. I know it's an extreme metaphor, but if someone were to come to you tonight and say, listen, your kid is being held ransom, and unless you come up with $50,000 by the end of the week or by tomorrow morning, you're never going to see your kid again. I wonder how many of you could afford $50,000 by the end of the week. You would find a way to beg, borrow, steal, whatever you had to do to afford that most precious bill to get your son or daughter back. Now, again, we're not going to hold your kids ransom at Entree Pastors. I don't have enough room in my house for that. Amen. So it's not that extreme, but you get my point. People will pay for the things they've decided they really want. And I know some might push back on that and go, man, I hear you, John, but do you see my bank account? Do you see the debt that I'm in? Do you see the limited income that I'm receiving from my church or from whatever it may be right now? Okay, well then here's the next thing that I want to challenge you with. Instead of saying, I can't afford it, I want to give you a better statement, and it's actually a question. Instead of saying, I can't afford it, can I challenge you to learn to instead ask, how can I afford it? Do you see the difference between those two, the statement versus the question? The statement just locks it up, period, full stop. I can't afford it. It's a statement of limiting belief. I'm limited. I'm helpless in this. It's outside of my control. There's not much I can do. I can't afford it, period. End of sentence. The question causes me to think from a whole different angle. How can I afford it? It all of a sudden suggests that, you know what, maybe I have some options here. Maybe I'm not a victim. Maybe there is a way that we can do this. Maybe I can dream and think about a way that this is actually possible for me to afford this thing that I'm wanting to afford. So I want to just give a quick, two quick statements about this, ideas. And this first one is really simple, okay? One of the things I say to people like in our business builders community, as I said, it's $99 a month. We have an affiliate program that we offer with that. So basically, if you get set up as one of our affiliates, for any person that you invite into our group, if they come into our group through your link, basically, we're going to give you 25% of that recurring subscription ongoing for as long as they're a member of our group. So that's $25 a month. Now, you're not going to ride off into the sunset and, you know, be like Scrooge McDuck in his money bin. Remember that? DuckTales back in the day. You're not going to be swimming around in piles of cash with $25 a month. But here's what I want you to see. If you got four people to come in and be a part of the community with you, that just covered the cost of the investment for yourself to be involved in that community. How can I afford it? Opens you up to a lot of new possibilities. That's just one. You just go get four friends to join you and boom, there you go. You're in for free for as long as those people are staying because your investment is being covered. Okay, but let me open you up to something even bigger than that. I would challenge you to think like this. How can I create new revenue quickly to cover the investment? Again, can we all agree that in the grand scheme of things, $99 a month is not a huge investment to be in a part of a powerful community that's gathering every single week for group coaching calls where you've got people cheering you on, supporting you, encouraging you down this road? What could you do to create $100 a month in new revenue? The fact that you're sitting here thinking in your mind, man, this is going to take me months upon months upon months to begin seeing revenue, tells me we've got to get your mind to a different place. We've got to get you expecting and taking action for results much quicker than that. Let's get a business launched. The minute we get that business launched and you get customers starting to buy the services, the products that you are serving them with, we can start getting profit into your bank account. And now we're covering the investment for the community that you're a part of. And by the way, this is small. Like, imagine being part of much higher level masterminds or coaching groups or mentorships where you've got a very strong community walking beside you. What can you do to create new revenue to cover the cost of that investment? That's how I've always approached this, instead of approaching it from a place of, I can't afford it. Here's the last thing that I want to say. The third statement is this. In response to the lie of, I can't afford it, I want to challenge you with this, Pastor. You can't not afford community. And even if that isn't through Entree Pastors, that's fine. This isn't me pushing just Entree Pastors. We're not the be-all, end-all solution to everyone's problems. We certainly can help solve some problems for the right people. I believe that. We've done it. We're doing it. I'm confident in what we're doing and how we're serving our people to help them get the results that they're wanting to get. But even if we're not the right fit for you, I'm still going to challenge you with this. You can't not afford community in your life. The cost of isolation is far greater than the cost of community. The cost of trying to figure it out all on your own is far greater than the cost of having people in your corner walking beside you. So I'm going to wrap up by just sharing with you about our business builders. We talk about this from time to time, but this is honestly the group, part of our membership community, that is thriving the most right now. It's where we see the most action being taken, the most progress being made in the lives of pastors who are launching businesses. It's in our Entree Pastors Business Builders community. If you go to entreepastors.com/businessbuilders, you can read more all about it there. But basically, everything I told you yesterday that you get with our Pastors Business Alliance, you get all of that in this community, as well as access to our weekly group coaching calls. We have a Voxer channel. Voxer is basically a voice messaging app that's available to everybody in our community where we can stay in contact throughout the week. You can ask your questions. You can encourage and cheer one another on through there. We've got a scoreboard for our community where we have some very practical steps, a checklist, if you will, to help you get your business launched. And we celebrate every step of the way. That the purpose of the scoreboard is not for competition. It's for accountability, and it's for celebration and encouragement with our group. Imagine what that kind of community could do for you. If you're sitting here today going, man, I'm tired of being broke as a pastor. I'm tired of being 100% financially dependent upon my church. I would love to have another stream of revenue for my family through business that I own and operate. We can help you launch that business. And if you're like, well, I don't know what the business would be, we'll help you figure it out. We don't have the cookie cutter solution for you. We're going to work specifically with you to help you figure out what's the right idea for you. And then we're going to cheer you on and walk beside you as you get that thing launched and off the ground. So I'm just here to tell you, I don't think you cannot afford a community like that if you're on your Entree Pastor journey. So if you're one of the pastors, and by the way, I wanted to be real clear about this. And if you're one of the pastors in the last few weeks or whatever, you think, oh, he's talking to me because I said I can't afford it. Bro, I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to you and a whole bunch of others, because we hear that all the time from more than anyone else. That's the statement, I can't afford it. So I'm not singling anybody out. I'm not calling anybody out. If the shoe fits, pony up, make the investment, jump into the community, and let's do this thing. Let's win together. Let's go farther together than watching you struggle all by yourself, trying to figure it out on your own until some magical day down the road, when hopefully maybe something kind of sort of happens and now you're in a better position. Well, what's going to change between now and then to put you in that better position that's going to bring you back and make you now in a place where you can invest? Like, let's just go, man. Let's build the thing. Let's make the investment into the community. Let's build the thing and let's get you profitable. Let's get your business up and off the ground. Our community can help make that happen for you. I'm here to tell you, reject the lie of affordability. You can't not afford to have community along for the ride. So entreepastors.com/businessbuilders. Man, we'd love to see a bunch of you come on into the community and grow with us there. We've got an awesome episode coming your way tomorrow on Friday. So come on back for another episode tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I love all of you. We will see you tomorrow. God bless.